I just come from the poet's part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball of the
You're now listening to the Three Guys on Podcast with Randolph Terrence, Andy Klein, and Tim Miller. Bitches leave.
That 007, that 62 on my count.
Hey!
I'm undercover liar. I lie
50
under the
cent,
covers.
Really?
Look a bitch in
Randolph Terrence!
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Tim Miller.
Who?
I'm Haywood Turner C. Jr. Hell yeah, 50
Cent. Three guys on. Plus one. Three guys on plus one, so you get four today. Brought into the mighty strains of 50 Cent.
What's wrong with 50 Cent, man?
Thanks to another.
I gotta make it.
Yo, that's that show right
that's
there. Power.
Show, baby. That's
that
power soundtrack.
Power is the show, baby.
You can't watch Empire without watching Ghost.
That's the show, baby.
What's on Power on? Stars?
Stars. You know
stars.
How many Puerto Ricans they have on that show?
Dog, they're going for the blackest audience they can find right now. They're going to get the BET Awards.
Yes, they are. Yes,
they're going to get the BET.
Yes,
how about we just take the rights to the BET Awards?
They will never win the NAACP Award.
No.
BET Awards is all this.
Dude. No, well, Empire about to win all the NAACP stuff.
You know it is. It's a classic. It is an instant
it
classic.
It is a classic. I haven't seen Jet Magazine in a while, but I bet you. Empire is all up in.
I don't think they print anymore.
Jet
you gotta
Magazine.
You got to get the
digital. Oh, they print it.
They still print
it. Yeah. Go to the barbershop.
That's what they burn in the CVS.
This is CVS. You're in a brown neighborhood. CVS has Jet Magazine.
That's true. Well, my neighborhood is changing. The Jets and Ebony's are gone.
Go to a barbershop.
Yeah, and that's
they got it all up. Every single.
Best thing is paid Beauty of the Week, page 52.
Jet Beauty of the Week.
Jet Beauty of the Week.
They still do that, the Beauty of the Week?
Yeah, they better still do that.
It's never going to stop.
I mean, I could Google the Beauty of the
Week. You look up the Beauty of the Week
for
July.
There was a comedy club in D.C. that lasted about 3 months that had a Beauty of the Week.
No, they didn't.
I remember that.
On their website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this was back in 02.
That would have been I know the place you're talking about.
Yeah,
it was down by like close to where the Verizon Center is now.
Yeah,
right?
It was a house of comedy.
House of comedy. Yeah,
it was a house of comedy, and they had a Beauty of the Week on their website, and it said like I'm gonna try to find
but
it.
What would they use for like beauty, like comedy groupies?
Take pictures.
It didn't make any sense.
Chuck.
It didn't make any sense, and it would be like if you're a woman who's got your own money and got it going on, send us your picture, and you must be a 7 or above.
All right.
That's what it says.
So each show got to be better than 7 or
right up. Just whoever the owner was, he was just naked in his office when he wrote that email, just sitting at his desk.
That's Bernie Mac in
there. Naked.
What was Players Club.
Dollar Bill.
Chi-town. What you doing now?
Dollar Bill. I'm going to get D-Hole up in here, man.
You just been record.
D-Hole going to send me that picture.
You don't even know.
I was watching that. I heard our southern accent. I was watching that dogfight documentary. Have you seen that shit?
I did watch that on Netflix.
Wow.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. It's about dogfight.
Backyard boxing.
Oh, the backyard joint. Yeah.
Like
bare
knuckle.
That's when I saw the dude. I thought about us. One of the dudes was from them.
Yeah, man. They by the and then at the end of it.
Didn't he get worked?
They all get killed. They all die in different ways.
Didn't he get worked?
They all talk about throughout the whole, and then they go through the whole documentary, and then it's different stories for all the fighters. Yeah, man, I was about to go to the Olympics. Then they call me on this little drug thing, this little old drug thing, and then then I came back, had a little boy, you know what I'm saying, and then I mean, I hooked up with my man, and we started boxing, man. And then I've been doing that since, though.
Ever since.
And then, it's in Florida.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
In Florida. Yeah.
Well, that's what. What's his name?
Miami.
Come from?
Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice. This guy yeah. was his partner.
Yeah. What, yeah the guy, yeah. the main guy in the story is one of his bodyguards.
Kimbo, that's what's hilarious to me.
So he was and he was with Kimbo, and then he got put out of the circle that Kimbo had.
Yeah, man.
Which had to, you know, got smaller.
I will buy the Alshon. Kimbo, his team couldn't have that. You know what I mean? So they put me out. But I've been in this street, been in the yard, squabbling, and putting out these dudes. You know what I mean? Like
in the yard,
ridiculous.
Yeah, and they be in the yard.
And they go through. Okay, they go through everybody's story. Some of those people. I mean, it's.
What's
basically
funny,
what you would think.
It's funny is the old women all excited.
Oh, they were hilarious.
The old women.
They were hilarious. Excited,
sitting in a lawn chair.
That wasn't a good fight. He should have killed him.
I mean, he did okay.
He did. He was okay.
He could have did better.
But see,
you can do.
They love Chauncey.
Yeah.
Chauncey. Yeah.
They hated Tree, they hated Tree. When you think about boxing, when you think about Tree was like, he was one of those dudes. He was real talented, but he wasn't real serious. So everybody was like, but he was real electrified.
Yeah,
he would dance around and do crazy because he was out of his mind.
He didn't want to let his lady with him, right? Who was talking that shit? Remember one of that girls
that was
talking
James.
That shit?
Yeah. That was James.
Because he was getting his ass whipped.
James, it was funny because James was a big dude.
Yeah.
When you see, if you step into a ring, you see James, you're like, okay, I'm about to die. I'm about to just go ahead and die. What they would do is they would show the boxers. They say, while the boxers are talking, they'll start showing like their mugshots. Like James had like 75 mugshots. Like he was talking, and they were like going through his mugshots.
The Rolodex of
mugshots. James is gonna kill somebody. Yeah. James is gonna kill Tree. He couldn't hit Tree worth a damn.
Tree worked.
Tree was all over because Tree was boxing. You know how you supposed to box?
Yeah.
Tree was doing this. For the people listening,
palms out.
You ever seen his palms were down? His palms were down. And he was doing like a Sebastian from Little Mermaid dance. That's how he was moving. He was doing like a little dance.
He had the claws.
He had the claws up. And James was like, "What? He knocked him out.
He knocked James out.
Did he?
Didn't he? He knocked him through the ring.
I thought he knocked him down.
Spoiler.
The ring or through the ropes.
Spoiler alert.
And his girl started talking that shit. She was like, "Yeah, I don't even know." She was like jumping up and down.
No.
Oh, that's the girl.
Now she was.
The dude was like, "You got the bitch. You got the lead."
Yeah. Well,
this big dude running
because she kept coming at. Yeah, because she was coming at him.
Yeah.
It's all. It's so many. But watching that documentary is like so many different levels.
I gotta watch that again.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny.
It's so many different levels of like. Male,
nigga them.
Male, well, yes,
that's dude, yeah.
If you want to see some straight niggerdom,
yeah, that's it.
If you want to see what black people really go through in the South,
no shit.
That right there, I felt like I was at home for about 2-3 minutes. And then I was like, I'm so glad I'm away from this shit. How did I survive? How did I survive this shit?
You knew how to throw them hands.
So ridiculous.
So ridiculous. But it's so many different levels. Like you see the animal in us.
Yeah.
Between the men.
Yeah.
It's the women.
Are, like,
the women.
Fighting.
The animal.
Well, no, but that's the other side, though. What I'm talking
that's
about is our side.
Though. That's the shit.
The masculine side for men is we fight, but then at the end of it, we go like, I'm glad we got the fight, man. It was good.
That's true.
Because they were all hugging each other.
Who was the light skinned dude? Yeah.
But then you see the women.
Yeah.
You know James didn't get none for about 3 months after that.
Yeah. Was he the light skinned one?
No, James was the dark. James was the dark
one.
Who's
the Albie Shore light skin? Mike.
Mike. He got knocked out.
Ooh.
Twice. He got knocked out twice.
I mean, he went down hard.
And then this is kind of the crux of the story. He got knocked out twice. Well, I don't want to tell the whole movie, but the doc. But he it just tells the different story of what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you see the percentage of people that make it out. and do well. Yeah. And then you see the other percentage.
Yeah.
And they show how many people died at the end of it.
Three or four of them. At least four of them.
And then
out of the eight fighters that they portrayed, four of them died in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's funny?
One of them went through had like a standoff with the police and got shot.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Like, goddamn, he was just fighting 2 weeks ago.
But like, what's the end game? Because is it MMA?
No, well, they get paid a little bit.
The end game is that they
get paid a little bit.
End up moving into MMA fighting. Yeah, that's what they think.
Because they get the style they get,
well,
it ain't,
they get YouTube video. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as everything else.
Yeah. They just
keep fighting. Kimbo got it. Yeah,
they get on YouTube. Yeah, they get on YouTube.
Well, other than Kimbo,
people see them.
There's like a whole DVD culture. There's a whole culture where you buy, like, because they got like Backyard Brawls like 58 now, right?
Yeah. And these are these dudes.
Yeah.
That's what you. I would see that shit.
Kimbo's gone legit, so he doesn't really back. Yeah. He's gone out of money.
He's gone legit, but that's how he got started.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
if you watch, if I was at,
he was huge in what? 05?
What was it? Black? when I was buying DVDs, you'll see that shit at the store before like YouTube. It'll be like a thing of Backyard Brawls.
Yeah.
Kimbo Slice was the star. Oh, he was. Shits.
He was the dude with no tooth knocking niggas out.
He was the dude with no tooth.
Knocking them out like just boom.
With
boom.
Weird hair.
Just weird hair.
Yeah, because he had hair at the time.
And like, who is this dude? And then he'll
greasy and big.
And then they show one dude he punched. They show his eye at the
that
end of it.
That was him. Oh, yeah. That was the dude. Yeah. That's the dude that's the guy who runs it now.
Oh, Dodo?
That's
the dude that got
that's
the eyes.
Dada 5000 was his name.
Oh!
That's the guy that he hit?
He was fighting Kimbo. Kimbo opened his eye up.
Yeah,
and they became friends. Just like you were just saying.
Have you seen that?
He caught him third eye. That shit was dope.
Did you see that?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, his eye's fine now.
Yeah. Dada 5000. That shit popped. He was hoping
he'd open up. His eye's fine now, 10 years later.
I mean, it was like, he hit the orbital bone.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that is bringing Andy into it now. There is a white version of the same movie set in Ireland.
I can see that.
Same exact shit,
for real?
But they're called Travelers.
Oh, so like Brad Pitt's character in Snatch.
They get together and they fight. Like one family will put a champion out and the other.
They're Fight Club.
Yeah, that's true.
And I watched that one too.
You know, that's the truth. Like, after a good fight, you know you gotta.
That shit's gonna start popping up in your Netflix feed now because
you watched that one.
This was recommended to you also. That's how I found it. I was like, what is this? It's the exact same shit, except it's Irish people.
Yeah,
and
I watched that. They talk like that.
Dudes fought for 2 hours.
What the fuck?
Wait. Did they
what? 2 hours.
Did they take any breaks?
They fought for two. Just fall on each other.
They didn't take a break.
Nope. Punch each other in the face. They fought for 2 hours in a barn.
At what point do you become friends? Like an hour 10? You're like, all right, we're boys now.
What's this clan? It's a clan shit.
Are we boys
like
now?
Your clan did something to my clan.
So we're gonna put our champ up.
10 generations ago. And they've been holding on to this shit since horses. You know.
So they got beef. They got
real beef.
Yeah, they fight for more than just money.
Yeah.
Unite the clans.
The dudes that are fighting in the backyard, they was getting paid.
Yeah, they
get paid.
$200, $300?
Yeah, they fighting for money.
Yeah.
It was $20 to get
in. See a bunch of like Asian businessmen waving money around.
Yeah.
Is that how it is? Right.
The women.
Kumo Tech.
It was mainly women. Kumo Tech.
Hot it hard. Heart on fire. About to push it over the wire.
You know, every time you see that movie song, you be changing the channel. You be like,
drum shit, blush for it. Taking home.
That's still a big thing, man.
I guess I can watch this a little bit.
It's on Netflix, isn't it? That's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Well,
the Kickbox is back.
It's all on Netflix.
You'll see it on TBS.
Jim Cotta's not. Remember that?
Jim Cotta is never coming back.
That horrible ass movie. Let's combine gymnastics and karate.
Like an American Ninja. You remember that one?
Oh, American Ninja was good, though. Michael Dudikoff.
And Steve James.
Everything. Kung Fu Jones.
Steve J. Yeah.
Michael
Dudikoff. I was watching that the other day. I'm gonna get you a sucker.
Michael Dudikoff was signed on to do. They were gonna put him in. Something happened with American Ninja 3 where he didn't do it. But Steve James was still in there. Steve James was like, I'll fucking do it.
They should have had them in Expendables, man. Because they was like,
well, Steve passed away, but I could see putting Dudikoff. Cancer got Steve
James. You know, the last time I saw Michael Dudikoff was in that movie that Jerry Springer made?
He sure was in that movie.
Yeah.
What about that dude, Sasha?
He was.
Sasha Mitchell.
Yeah, that Sasha dude, Mitchell. He was like.
But he was in Kickboxer,
played
too.
Played Van Damme's brother.
No, what? No.
Wasn't he his brother in Kickboxer, too? He was their younger brother.
Maybe, yeah. I never saw Kickboxer 2.
It was horrible.
I saw Kickboxer. Well, yeah.
Kickboxer 1.
Kickboxer 1 was
best of the
pretty
best
bad.
Is still the best.
That's
one.
The best. Is,
that's the best. And that's the best
good.
One.
Yeah. The best of the best. Best of the best 2 is not good.
Of all them that genre.
That genre
movie.
That genre. Yeah. That genre of
80s ninjutsu.
Vengeance karate movies.
Vengeance karate.
It's all about vengeance. It's all about getting back.
Yeah,
you got my brother.
Best of the best was so like put together. It was like a point system to it.
Yeah. Well,
like you didn't even heard it.
Was that South Korea or North Korea they were going against?
South Korea.
South Korea?
Korea. Korea.
Eric Roberts was in the joke.
Yeah, Eric Roberts.
Chris Penn.
Chris Penn, Eric Roberts.
And the real dude, Tommy.
Philip Reed.
I don't know his name.
That's Philip Reed.
That's Philip Reed.
His
Wasn't
brother.
He in Big Trouble in Little China?
Nah. His brother, Philip Reed's brother, real brother, Simon Reed,
was
the other dude with the patch.
Oh, so for real?
Brothers, yeah.
But not June Reed.
They are not related to June
the
Reed.
The local karate
I
coach.
I thought that,
yeah.
But that's how they must be related to June Reed, but they're not related to June
okay.
Reed.
Okay.
They're part of Reclaim.
But Simon Reed's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
He was in, I think he was in he Big was Trouble in Little China. Simon Reed was, because he's older than Philip. He was in Lethal Weapon, the one where they were in Asia. He was in that. He's been in a lot of movies. He's a stuntman mostly, but he's a good martial artist.
You heard about Ernie Reyes Jr.?
Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, like his kidneys are jacked up. But he was always like a little guy.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he had like that Webster thing.
Taking that shit,
this
man.
Is the June Reed commercial. Anyone from D.C. should know this. Anyone from D.C.?
When you take June Reed self-defense,
you grew up on this shit, D.C.
you too can say, nobody bothers me. Nobody bothers me.
Did they do their own music? Oh, Jesus.
The guy that did this was a legit musician from like a real band. Here comes the kids.
Nobody buys me.
Nobody.
Nobody buys me.
That was on every day growing up.
Was it right like a right after school?
Yeah, it was on like at 4 o'clock every day.
O'clock.
Like kids were like, you know, just turning on the TV and you
right
see
after
this
Good
shit.
Times before Jeffersons.
I gotta find a place for my kid.
He's still around. I think he still teaches.
Yeah, they still
he had schools across the nation.
Yeah.
Find a good place for my kid to go. Start turning himself.
I don't even know anymore, man.
Nobody bothers me.
I saw him using Chinese hands the other day, and I was like, all right, time to go learn.
Make sure it's clean. Yeah, that would be the big thing I tell people.
By the way, I pulled up the on the web archive the old comedy club with the beauty of the week.
Did they ever have any?
They don't have any on the site, right? I mean, on the archive, but it's Teddy's House of Comedy. It was Teddy Carpenter.
Long dick style.
The front page of the website.
Long dick style. Did I talk about Tyrone? Have I talked about Tyrone ever?
I don't know if I've talked about it.
We got to talk about Tyrone.
We're
going to
talk about today.
We got to talk about Tyrone.
We didn't talk about it. We kind of talked about it a little bit.
The front page of this site, this is a comedy club website. It has the big splash picture, DC's newest hotspot. And at the bottom it says, get a free house alarm system from Teddy's House of Comedy and Trinity Protection, which is weird. But then you click
sponsors.
On Beauty of the Week, and the Beauty of the Week says, if you would like to become a Beauty of the Week for a comedy club, here's what we're looking for. And it has a few bullet points. Number one, we need 3 photos.
3.
Number 2, your age. Number 3, occupation. 4, list of hobbies or favorite pastime.
Being beautiful.
5, comments about Teddy's House of Comedy. And then underneath that note, you must be on a scale of 1 to 10, at least a 7. Must be a beautiful person, have it going on in your career.
Okay.
And attend shows at Teddy's House of Comedy.
All right.
Oh, and here's the other disclaimer. You don't have to be a model, but you do have to be pretty. Every Beauty of the Week winner will receive a 6-month pass on all food and drink, as well as free admission to the club. So they wanted like to fill the club with hot,
with beautiful women.
That's
that's the Nick Cannon method. That's what Nick Cannon did with Wildin' Out. Pretty chicks and
is that what it was?
Yeah. I thought that was a casting call. I would think, right?
Well, whoever casted it is like pretty models in the audience. That makes you watch
every like show.
Yeah. It's usually, and you watch a comedy show, it's like pretty people up front.
Yeah.
And then they just.
Yeah. Like, not fans. Ugly people laughing is not.
Well,
not
regular view. Fans.
Not cool. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. What's the last thing?
Ugly person laugh. Get your ugly ass out of here.
That'll be the best. That'll be the best laugh. Ugly people laugh like they don't. There's nothing.
But they like, hey, laugh like nobody's
people,
listening.
Yeah, pretty people go like, ha ha ha, ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Can you give some real people in here that laugh, please?
Just imagine if a comedy club.
Get somebody in here that snorts.
Today did that. Because that's only 13 years ago.
Oh, could
it was a while okay, ago, wasn't it?
Could a comedy club get away with that?
It would be problematic.
Like, no, could you get away with having a beauty of the
it
week?
It would be problematic if white people went to that club.
Well, if you said we want a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10.
But still, you know black I mean? Ain't nobody fighting for that. It's black rights. Now, ain't nobody fighting for that.
You have cultural 7.
If they had white headliners,
you have cultural
white
sevens.
People would see that, and then white people would start complaining.
White people, man,
well, not white people. Black, not white people. The one white girl.
They will put up
complaints. Because the white dude would be like, that's funny. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, they do need to have sevens.
That one white girl who'll be like, that's not okay. That's
and
not
then they okay. would write
what about
to somebody.
My friend, my friend's not a 7.
The Better Business Bureau.
The big
Bureau.
Girl who's not a 7.
Yeah.
I have a blog.
Because even the big girl, black girl 7 is probably a 7.
It's problematic.
I've seen some big black girls that are 7.
I'm going to write Salon.
Eight zippers. 9. Chill. Jill Scott's a 12.
Write my blog on Salon.
Why is everybody so in love with
Jill Scott?
What?
She fluctuates. She
what?
Can go from
why
a. She
everybody
can,
so in love with Jill Scott?
Jill Scott. Why don't you get on up and look at them cassabas? The same
reason.
But I mean, that's just one part of her body, though.
Shit. And an ass tube,
yeah, exactly.
And thighs tube, man.
Really?
Please,
where she got that back fat?
Yeah, got a little back fat to play with.
So in love with it.
Her voice sounds like honey molasses.
I am coming out as
no, don't do it. Don't
I'm
do
coming
it.
Out as a Jill Scott.
Don't do it.
Well,
don't do it.
I think,
Jill Scott.
Think
so.
I'm not saying I'm not saying the woman I'm not saying the woman isn't she's not a beautiful woman and I would love to I mean she's a married woman but
no she's not no more.
Well, whatever. Yeah. it ain't like now I got a chance.
Exactly. She's still on my list. She's on my list.
But it's just the thing is like she's just so
likable.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like that's what I'm pointing. She's likable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a lot of women that look good, but
I mean, we ain't talking about like Martha Washington
hurt,
now.
Everybody it doesn't hurt to have titties like that.
Is
that
of course? But it's some big titty bitches that you like. I wish that bitch would die of titty like
get the
like back. She falls, her titties help her fall forward.
Titties so big, I hope her back
off,
hurt.
off a cliff, like like. So it's not the titties. It's just. Jill Scott
his
is likable.
Yeah. His titties, ass, face.
It's, Jill Scott is likable, though.
She has the package. Sing. She's that X factor.
I bet she's
the X factor.
I bet she's
cool.
Annoying as shit.
She's a sweetheart.
She might be.
I bet she's annoying
that's
as
Erykah
shit.
Badu. I don't find her attractive at all.
You don't like Erykah Badu?
I got the, really?
Huh. I'm never find her attractive. I ain't walk up one day and she's bald. Be like, bitch, what? What?
Amber Rose did it.
What are we doing this?
Amber Rose is
where we start
though,
this.
Right?
What are we doing?
Amber Rose never gave us the full Amber Rose with the hair.
Yeah. We never saw her like that. Yeah. It's always a wig when she got hair.
So you start now. If Amber showed up one day with hair on her head, I'd be like, bitch, what?
Why are you
doing this?
What?
But why is that so
Amber
much
Rose
pressure
them,
for them?
I want for my living room. Amber Rose.
It's kind of hard.
I want to walk around and see, just like
oh, you walk around and pick stuff up.
You can't help but see. You can't help but take look at Amber Rose's ass because she has
nothing
she
wants
else
you
to
see
really
it.
Look at.
Yeah. She wants you to see it.
She liked that.
You know. Jill floats between a 6 and a 10 depending on where she's at in her weight
10?
Loss.
She hits 10? I don't know.
I've seen her 10, hit 10. Yeah.
Jill Scott?
I don't know.
She hit 10.
Wow.
Powerful.
She had a red dress on. She was on the Tonight Show once.
Ooh, you guys man. Are really giving her a lot.
Yeah, I'm telling
I said she floats.
She's hit 12 status.
So just average okay. 6 and 10. That's what she is normally. What's that, 8?
Santa Claus outfit.
Eight?
Oh, my God.
All right.
You see Get On Up yet, right?
I've been at it, but you look good getting on up.
Man, this is the same with
Get On Up.
Yeah, with the James Brown biopic.
James Brown.
She plays one of his wives.
That's just okay.
He meets at a concert. He's singing and shit, and she's like, man, she she moving. She moving with it.
He ain't got words for it. She just like, she like, man.
She fluctuating.
She's like, woo.
Not even fluctuating. She fluctuating.
Black men, we really go on like our animal. And, like,
hell whatever, yes.
whatever.
What else is there?
I mean, there's
sometimes,
though.
We don't have to hide
though.
That shit. We don't have to. Like,
smile.
We don't have to hide it.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
We're supposed to hide it every
smile.
Now.
Smile.
For who?
Well, people to feel safe.
That's what football is all about.
For people to feel safe.
Smile.
And you just hide it at the store. That's I hide it when I go out.
We got an email.
When I see Smile. People that don't hide it, though, man, it was a nigga at the store today.
Oh, man.
It was a nigga at the grocery store today yelling at his baby. Like I was like, nigga, this ain't Walmart.
It's Wegmans.
This is the giant in Alexandria, Virginia, dog. You can't yell at your babies like that.
Oh, hey,
I'm going to whoop your ass when we get home. You keep running around like you crazy.
Hey, man, every word of it.
How old was the kid?
The baby had 2, 3.
Oh, so
and he was in like the lane, the self checkout lane.
Yeah.
And he's, hey, take this back to the. You remember we was down in that one aisle?
Oh, Jesus.
Take this
Christ.
Down there right quick.
To that baby? One aisle.
Meanwhile, to the 3-year old.
Oh, my God.
Three or four.
Yeah.
So she's running. So she, of course.
Right.
She's running back. Of course she almost get hit
right.
by 75 carts. Of course.
And
of hey, look, hey, you watch where you going now.
Right.
You watch where you run. You running down the middle of the aisle.
Right.
You watch.
All he didn't say is these white folks ain't gonna stop for you.
Every white person. Oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm
scared of him. That's what
I'm at the line, and I'm looking down at all of the self checkout at the Giant is at the end.
Yeah.
And you can see all the other checkout lanes, and I'm looking at all the people, and I think he made it. His voice made it down to like number 7. it's 7. Checkout lanes of white people looking like, what's going on?
Is there
a danger? Is there someone in danger?
No, that's true. White people are very good about that.
Yeah.
Like, this kid's in danger. Shit, like, is that kid with you?
Is there something like, wrong?
Yeah, yes, he's with me.
She's running up a store. Can I adopt her?
I'm sorry, Tim. I came to your Giant.
You can't adopt her.
He's just trying to raise a daughter, man.
You ever had that moment like when you see stuff like that, right? And then like the white people look at you. You had that moment of Negro responsibility.
Oh, you gotta joke about it.
You ever had that moment where you're like,
joke about it. Randolph has to joke about it.
Like, I have to.
It's up to you. Everybody looks at you. Well, I think
everybody
we both do.
Mine is more. Everybody looks at you to.
Mine is about work. Yours is about being in public.
Like in the restaurant?
I was in the food court.
I thought you were in the movie theater.
I was in the food court, and these little young boys were wilding out behind.
Chappelle had that in the movie theater.
And everybody looked at me like,
hey, so.
Can you?
Is there any?
Can you?
Can you ring them in?
Are you old enough for them to listen
can
to you?
Can you?
Are you?
Meantime,
how old are you? We can't tell.
Meantime, I like the way they're rapping, so I'm like, it's all right, man. This makes my
See, Randolph is like an old Uncle Black dude. He's like, when he came to the hip-hop show, he was like, hold on, wait a minute, what was that one song? They talk about killing everybody.
Specific.
He was like, fuck that, I'll put that on my workout mix.
Yeah.
And I was like, old school.
Put that on the mix, angry ass. Angry ass workout mix. The fuck?
Do you get any pressure from black people to do anything?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
As a white guy?
No.
As a supposed white guy?
Because we know you. Persian people?
We know you ain't fully.
Does it happen to most Persian people?
But do you
see some Persian
people? Black people don't look.
There's no solidarity.
There's no solidarity.
There's no solidarity.
He doesn't really look Persian enough.
I don't really look Persian.
No,
not at all. People don't expect. People expect nothing from me. Which
damn,
I'm fine with.
Oh, that must be nice.
That's good. That's good.
That's pressure.
It's not bad.
That is pressure free living.
That's America, right?
I get different pressures depending on where I'm at and what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's true.
If I'm at the store, I'm getting this pressure a lot now. Yeah. And it may be because I'm single and I'm projecting it on the women. It's the, oh shit, he's going to look at my butt. Pressure, like he's gonna look in my butt.
You know what I do?
So, creepy.
You know what
I don't
to halt that. I'll tell you what to do. No, I shout out real loud at them. Don't be looking at my butt. Turn the shit around.
Then they
get to giggling.
What I do is I completely ignore women.
Yeah,
when
that's around.
I will look at a dude. Like I would look at it, what's going on, bro? Like I will, and it's a bunch of models over here, just so I can not be the dude that's looking at
the creepy dude. Yeah,
right.
Because they look at you like, I know he gonna look.
He
at
gonna
me.
Look at my butt. Right. Yeah, I know you like my ass and my face. He's gonna stare at me.
I look.
I don't even look.
Yeah.
I don't stare, but I look.
Yeah. I don't even look. I mean, women are everywhere, though. So that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, everywhere. Look, in the workplace.
Everywhere.
Come out with the high shit, with the ass crack hanging out.
No, but they got booty crack. Everywhere.
And they do dress
and they
like
that. They wear whatever they want. Well,
that's fine.
Everywhere.
I'm going to look.
But I still everywhere. Feel that. But that's day to day.
I say yes and then to the sundress.
Same thing. Hey, black guy, black guy. Can you talk to these?
Can't you?
Can you talk to these?
Would you?
Yeah, it's both. Can you? And would you? Can you talk to these teenagers?
Well, white people don't like taking an aggressive tone with black people, so they want you to do it. You know what I mean? Like if there's kids acting up, they don't feel comfortable doing that. So they're like, "Can you have the key to talk to them? I don't have clearance. I can't go over there.
15-year-olds.
You know they know better. Can we say
they give less about they give less of a damn about my life than they do about than they do about your life.
Yeah.
They'll kill me first.
Be like, what you say, motherfucker?
Yeah, they'll kill me first just to get rid of the guilt.
Yeah, the real ones.
I might say some real shit that they don't like.
Right.
Yeah,
they're gonna kill me
this
first.
This nigga remind me of my father hanging around.
Yeah, I don't like all that shit.
That's why your lazy ass ain't got no goddamn job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know your motherfucking uncle.
Well, I've said that before. I see why your daddy left.
Yeah. I heard that. I heard that in a freestyle battle.
I was like, damn, that's the worst thing you could have said.
I know why your daddy
I know
left.
Why he's not coming around.
Shit.
Yeah, nothing to do with your mom.
I know why your daddy. I know why your daddy left lyrically. That'll hurt my feelings.
He gonna get this work.
He gonna get this work. That's the one. Dog. He was killing him so bad. This nigga had on a suit. He had to be like 40, 44. He had on a suit. Every time he said a line, a bad line, like that's why your motherfucking mama left.
Right?
Everybody was like, "Ooh." He said, "Shut up."
He gonna get this.
He gonna get this work.
He's like, "I gotta finish
get this work."
I ain't even got to the hook yet. I ain't even got to the second verse.
Oh, he was killing him.
Then he put out an Instagram of the nigga on Instagram with his clothes off. And he was like, "See, this is why your daddy left, nigga. You on Instagram with your clothes
off."
Wait,
so the battle was over?
The battle was over.
It was
over before it even started.
Where was the battle at?
Like New York, because Puffy and Busta Rhymes was in the audience. So it was in New York, like at concert hall is that
in New York, Brooklyn, or in Harlem?
I don't know if it was in Brooklyn. I don't
Brooklyn
think it was in Bowl? Harlem. It was in Harlem, I want to say. Because it's the place that you're familiar with, like Amy Winehouse at her live concert at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like with the blue background.
Yeah.
It was that place. Because
and but, he came in with a suit on?
Yeah, so the dude's on stage with a suit on.
He had a suit on.
And they have the screen. He's like, "You guys got the screen?" Because he just starts talking at first. And they're like, "Okay, you're going to do something." He's like, "Hold on, you got the screen? You got everything ready?" I show the first clip. It's a nigga naked. And he's like, "See? See, and now we know you're talking about your father."
Was it even rhyming, or was he just
talking? Oh, it was
very slowly.
That's the thing, though. It's, the way they do rap battles now, they make it so easy for the rappers.
Yeah.
So there's no beat.
Yeah.
It's just at your own pace.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, of course, it's easy. That's the one.
Yeah. Right.
It's easier to
something
rap
Lux,
on a
Lux.
Slow be- on a
Lux.
Slow beat.
Why don't you?
Your game's really a salty Starbucks.
There he is.
Yeah, restart that. Let me see.
Come get your thing. Pop it, your cable. Man,
restart
shit.
Restart that.
But since we couldn't get your pops at the table, if you're able, please stop.
He's got a suit on.
You're
a fool. He had a suit on.
You're not even joking. He put it, he's the defeat. Said, I'm in a process.
Let's get the chop in his fable.
The dude with the suit is talking.
Nice suit.
Yeah.
You're a fake new Tupac when we're fatal. But you're a gay who's really a salty Starbucks coffees, moccasins, bagels. I begged you. Come get your thing popped at your cable. Man shit. But since we couldn't get your pops at the table, if you're able, please tell them the hand that rules the world. Just the one that's finna rock your cradle, nigga. If you notice, I mentioned Verb in the other round.
He starts to get mad at
I'm
the audience.
Possibly,
at one point, he
probably,
starts to get mad at the audience. Shut up!
I had to step around.
You gonna get this work!
We checked the child. I'm betting Callan, Hitman, and Stickman, and you with a wedding gown. All I'm saying is y'all married, yo. In scenario, same death and style. But why your expression's foul?
Poetry
beat. I get this feeling like, you feeling like what I just said was down, low. Like, yo, like, that was wild. Oh, but that's funny. Because I'm a little skeptic, Cal. Have my peoples investigate you, pal. Instagram for you Calico fans that have yet to browse. July 17th, 8:40 p.m., you posted up, Oh, nigga, you know what's up. We kept the file. You got some explaining to do. Can we address the crowd? Yeah. Exhibit A.
This is not a rap battle. This is like a spoken word poetry battle.
But
he destroyed
it's still,
this
it's still entertaining,
go
though.
Get this work.
It's so entertaining, though.
Wait, they posted Instagram pictures?
Yeah, he posted an Instagram picture.
He went to his Instagram.
He said, y'all, ass off
he said, y'all love him? Young Calico?
Oh, it was this picture of him skinny dipping.
Yeah, he said, we skinny dipping with bitches. Yeah, you are so skinny posted, dipping with
so bitches. He researched this dude.
He researched, yes!
He researched him.
He Googled him.
He said, oh, y'all didn't search this dude? Walter Marco, the DJ.
Bitch, nigga. No. Cause I get pussy, nigga. Exhibit A.
Now he's talking back.
He just lost.
Now he's talking. Yeah. The dude.
When you do that,
for everybody listening right now,
the fight's over. Right.
If you ever seen a rap battle online, you know this is one of the most organized rap battles I've ever seen. Yeah. First off, usually it's like a circle of.
Where's the beat?
There's a circle where the two rappers are. There's no more beats.
Yeah. No more sight.
No more beats, man.
It's just straight
That's what
off
I'm saying. What's the entertainment? The entertainment is the two rappers. So what's the entertainment is these two dudes going at each other, face to face. The confrontation of that.
Yeah.
So if you add a beat to it. It's like, that's why NFL rules are so fucked up now. Because they're like, well, we don't like all this defense. What you doing?
Yeah.
Stop stopping people scoring. We don't like that. So they just said, no more beats.
Yeah.
Just do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah. Dog,
this shit is organized as hell.
He's just doing spoken word poetry.
It's
a cold suit on.
It's
just going spoken word
poetry. Dog, he didn't have anything to worry about. He wrote everything down. He researched it.
He's going to get this
to
work.
To him,
put it back on.
He's going
to
get this work.
He's going to get this work. Dog, this is pretty organized.
Put the bitches on there too. That's how Detroit gangsters do.
That's how Detroit gangsters.
Skinny dipping going wild. But we ain't judging though. You ain't on trial.
Oh, geez.
I like that. Hey, y'all took that down? Okay. Yeah, should have kept it up, boss. I know. Yeah.
And that's Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes. They go to Busta Rhymes. He's on a balcony.
Drinking Hennessy. He's on a balcony with a Hennessy bottle.
Next to Puffy.
And next to Puffy Daddy. He's on a balcony just looking down.
Busta keeps stopping him like, wait a minute, throw in the towel.
Bottle of Hennessy.
But he's like, no, Bus, he's gonna get this work.
Dog.
Yeah, I haven't even started yet.
This right here is like the internet. At its best.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
yeah.
this is such
How many views does this have?
This is such a cruddy way.
4 or 5 million?
It's such
Something
a,
like that. It's
such
there.
A cr-
180,000.
Where'd you find it? Is it YouTube or WorldStar?
YouTube.
If it was WorldStar. Look it up on WorldStar.
We ain't got a video that got over a million on WorldStar.
I bet you if you look this shit up on WorldStar, it got porno numbers.
Yeah.
Porno numbers.
I saw it on Facebook.
You ever look at a porno video and look to the side and see... 89 million views. When did they post
just
it?
One. I'm
Yesterday.
Just one.
God damn. Who is getting money off of this?
I'm just one.
This dude's wearing a suit and a lavalier mic.
Yeah.
That's how upscale.
My beloved T-Rex says, grown man boss is something you got to deal with.
That's Puff Daddy right
so
there.
So all of that collaborated, fabricated, it ain't going to equal up to this real shit. Check it out. I want y'all to picture this as I paint the slide. Tombstone, grain, and scribe, here lies my beloved. Grave this wide. I mean, I had that much love for you. I know that because you got that much hate for I. Don't want you to hang your eye. Not for a second, little nigga. Catch it. Brace your vibe. Be froze, for death is cold. I want to search your soul and hold on to whatever holes exposing the pain you hide. Maybe, bring me mine, nigga.
Maybe he's 30. Maybe he's like 35, 36.
Now, I don't want to break this bond. I just want to break the cycle. Thank your moms I like to. For nights she didn't write you, she stayed in line so your days could shine. I might do one better. With a letter to tell her how I appreciate and kind, how strong a queen she is. And any man to be lucky for her to be made
He's
his bride.
Him back
you see,
up.
I take in mind your situation.
Broke him down.
About to tear
and though I never met your father, I see a lot of his ways
and
in your
style.
And
the dude
style.
Is doing,
I mean,
the dude
like
is being talked to. He's doing the
you
typical.
You know, it's real good that he gave you pride. Every son should be proud
freestyle
of his
battle,
father. And I look at my little
response,
one, and I want the same for
you.
Mine.
Look away
that's
from the person that's talking.
I see what he can go through when a father.
You look in the middle
time.
Distance, like I don't see.
Literally an old black man, young black man conversation.
Right.
You shake your head a couple times.
Right. Right. I ain't listening. I ain't listening.
You ain't saying shit,
Holmes. No, that ain't right. I ain't listening. Yeah. That ain't right.
But look at it. He's got the corner of his eye looking at it.
Right, right.
Yeah. He's trying to look away.
Right.
He's trying to look away.
Out of side eye. It's like now he's like, he's really talking to me.
This next
he touched his soul. Like, he touched his soul.
This looks like a civil rights movie.
Said, I don't want to
brother in a
down.
Suit yelling at a
this
dude.
Looks like,
a,
this looks
you
like
get your life together.
You lost your ever
this looks like a, this looks like an argument between black people in the 60s and black people in 2015 right now.
What the fuck?
Where's your daddy at? My daddy died in the slave trade, nigga. Your daddy died. He just left.
What's your excuse? Heroin addict.
2015 is losing.
That walking kind of attitude. You know, it's real good that he gave you pride. Every son should be proud of his father. And I look at my little one, and I want the same for mine. That's why when I look up at you, I see what he can go through when a father don't take the time. You know, I think it's real fucked up. Hold up. Hold up.
So
you gonna get this work.
You gonna get this work.
You gonna get this work, you know? Hold up.
Everybody doing a foot of foot.
I see what he can go through when a father don't take this time.
You don't get this work.
I think it's real fucked up when people gave him all that time. But you want to know what's even more fucked up? It's when all them years he got away from you has only made a way for you to be more together with him in a cage in five.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in this guy. Because he didn't take the steps. Now you chase his rep.
This would be perfect if he revealed himself as a dude's father.
Is it dead? That's what I was thinking.
I'm trying to say I'm your father.
Dog.
I'm trying to say this.
I wish I had told you.
This is my way of telling you.
It's me.
I wish your father, I mean
you
me.
You
want to
be
I
like
mean,
this.
Shit. I mean, give me a hug.
Shoes ain't your size.
I gave your
they
mom that work. That's why you here.
But what a man supposed to do when his baby's crying? Or you say shit like, you know, it costs to be the boss.
This is amazing.
But he's too good
he's
for
got a rose clip to his lapel.
What was wrong with being a cable guy? A real estate agent? Why was that nigga too cool to go to flight school and learn how to fly planes through the friendly skies? But
wow.
He told you he had to do what he had to do to put food on y'all plate to dine.
Wow.
You mean to tell me all that slanging and banging was to give y'all greater lives when God gave them drive? And that big meat's back up singing ass nigga left your moms out here alone for the latest ride? That don't break your mind?
Get this
listen, stop. Let it go.
He gonna get this work.
Look at his face.
And the funny thing is the dude talking is shorter than the dude.
You have to. You
he's
have
roasting.
To see. The dude's face when he says, when he, the second time. The
he's
second.
Roasting his father. He's not even on this dude anymore. He's on his dad.
He's going to get this work.
He's roasting his dad.
He's going to get this work.
And by the way, don't they have time limits? Isn't there like a minute?
He said, I ain't got to the second verse yet.
They got some time. This is a more
like
structured.
Yeah. Look
this
on
is
his
a
face.
More structured. Yeah. Look at his face right now, yo.
He's disgusted.
He's disgusted with his father.
He said, wait a minute. What's
you don't get this work.
Guy?
You don't get this work.
He said he was too much of a cool nigga to go learn how to fly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He going to get this work. He going to get this work.
He's
going
to get this work.
Like the dime. You tell me all that slanging and banging was to give y'all greater lives when God gave them drive? And that big meat's back up singing ass nigga left your mom out here alone for the latest ride. That don't break your mind.
Oh, they played the thing. I didn't hear that.
I killed you.
Hold up. You gonna get this work.
Look at this.
That don't break your hold up.
This thing is
look at Buster.
Deep down. This dude is talking to his own father.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a little bit.
This is his own anger in his situation.
You can see the psychological.
He gonna get this work.
Yeah. He. Like,
I feel like this but he gonna take it right.
This dude right here, he's not even, I'm not even really talking to him at all.
Yeah.
He might get upset with me.
Talking to my dad that left when
he
I was a year
he just brought
old.
A rap battle to a gunfight.
He gonna get this work.
Hold up.
Dude got inches. Hold he's up. Mad. He's in a suit. He's
you niggas gonna get this work, man.
That's the new
he
one.
He ain't even get the second verse, but he gonna get this work.
He gonna get this work.
That don't plague your mind. The mistakes ain't God's. And you wonder why them shotgun shook shells still ache your spine? Look what Ray Ray got little Jimmy out here in New York doing. Tell your OG Bobby Johnson you tried to steal the wrong radio this time, nigga.
Yes. South Central.
Wow.
Hey, if you see South Central, When you see this again, that's gonna be one of your favorite lines. Something to think about the next time you're on stage waving signs, trying to be like the only daddy you got. I understand you want to keep his name alive, but youngin, I'm trying to save you from your demise. You said it yourself. My pops was a real nigga. Youngin, that ain't no lie. He was in the business that the system perpetuates from the side to keep us in the condition where we ain't made to survive. But you think he a god? Well, let me ask you this. Would you kill a world and save yourself, nigga? Yeah, I ain't think that was wise. Something to think about the next time y'all.
All these questions are rhetorical.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, somebody, yeah, somebody right now is like, I would.
Hold up, man.
I would.
Give me a chance to answer, dude.
You gonna get this work.
You gonna get this work, bus.
I'm sorry. This dog.
He's like, he got to feel me now.
See, this is the thing about the internet.
Not as big as my therapist that I'm talking to.
This is the thing about the internet. And then they do
get this work.
This is the thing about the internet,
still
man.
Still on verse one, 6.5 minutes into
this. This right here is entertaining.
Ridiculous.
This is, they're, everything is entertainment
so
now.
Ridiculous.
If people like it, yeah, it's entertainment. Yep. This is why network TV is failing.
Yep.
Because this shit right here is entertainment.
Yep.
There is no like cookie cutter.
You'll get this work.
Entertainment.
You'll get this work.
You find whatever you like about a thing and you rock with that.
Yep.
You're going to get this work.
Yep. Because I watched like five of those.
That's fucking hilarious.
I was like, I watched five of those. I was like, that shit is, I was spending my time on that shit. I was like, let's see. Because he does everybody like
that. We talked about the video with the dude.
There is no cookie cutter anymore.
I'm going to fuck you long.
Tyrone.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because I don't know if you have seen.
There's another one. You see the bald headed dude?
Oh, a bald head.
Yeah, and I got threw a dude in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
He threw a dude in the lake.
Did you see Tyrone call him out? Tyrone was like,
We got to
set
this
up.
We got to explain.
Set it up,
man. This is another one of those things where someone has their one thing, their trick.
Yeah.
And this guy is kind of going viral with this character called Tyrone.
Set it up, Andy. Let
he just
know.
Walks up to strangers and says he's going to fuck their wives.
Long right. dick style.
Long dick style.
Right. Long dick
style. He just walks up to people.
Bang.
Do you want to?
With the porno music.
Yeah, play a couple of them. Because sometimes these compilations.
That's pretty clever.
These compilations will have people who aren't really him.
Oh,
yeah, see, this is a woman.
Starbucks, all right. I'm trying to fuck somebody, nigga. Fat bitch.
This is an imitator. This is an imitator.
Yeah.
This is an
imitator.
Oh, these are all imitators. Wow.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that's what. That's what happens.
Here we go. Here's a real one.
My name's White Tyrone. I ain't trying to.
Can you find him? Can you find one of the original ones?
You know what? These are the original ones, but they mix it in with the old.
Yeah, do we have any of the ones?
Yeah, there's a bunch of.
Here's one. Let's try this one.
Maybe his Instagram feed.
I follow him on Instagram.
Do you?
I do, man. Long I'm Tyrone.
Here's an ad. Sorry, here's an ad. All right, let's skip that.
Look the hashtag
let's
up.
Try
hashtag I'm Tyrone.
That's the hashtag?
Yeah.
But I bet there's still imitators using that hashtag now.
Probably. World Star High Five.
What is going on? Everybody's got their splash page.
Everybody has
their intro.
You have to know.
I'm Tyrone, and I came to fuck your wife. The fuck you.
When you hear that boom, that he says long dick style.
I'm here to fuck somebody.
Fuck these cupcakes.
He just took his cupcake and took a bite.
Fuck, have romantic dinner. I'm here to fuck somebody's wife.
Are you my dad?
Fuck no, but I can fuck your mom. I'm sorry. Fuck what they looking at.
Yo,
I'm trying to fuck somebody's wife.
You got me.
Yo, that couple right there. That couple right there. The dude didn't do shit.
Yeah,
no.
The girl got crunk.
She said
shit.
She got me fucked up.
I don't goddamn chicken. I'm just here looking for somebody wife to fuck.
I'm Nicole.
Okay.
I'm here to
shut up, Nicole.
Oh, Nicole.
Hack. You're a hack, Nicole. Stop hacking. So he's got a bunch of videos where he just walks up to strangers and says, I'm here to fuck somebody's wife or your wife.
Long dick style.
And I ain't got there money for these goddamn slots. I'm just here to fuck somebody's wife. Long dick style.
On a goddamn prowl, looking for somebody's wife to fuck. Long dick style. In a bitch in sight.
I'm sorry.
In a bitch in sight.
I'm trying to fuck somebody's wife.
Okay, so let's
see
okay,
what we
got
to the fight. You see what we got to the fight? All
right. Some of these are good because he's talking to white people,
and they don't know
or
what
whatever,
to do.
And they don't know what to do. Some of these though,
he about to get mashed up.
He about to get yelped the fuck out. He was in a group. One of those, he was in a group of black dudes.
Yeah, that one right there.
He just walks up to a group of black dudes, and his line is always the same. Right.
Fuck these niggas.
I'm Tyrone. Fuck these niggas. Whatever they're doing. Yeah. They could be rolling
fuck these
dice.
Niggas playing
fuck
cards.
These niggas rolling dice.
Dude, and the dude jacked the shit up out of him. Yeah. Like, hey.
Fuck these niggas roll. And then I'm trying to fuck somebody's wife.
Yeah,
so that's the character.
Long dick style.
The character is.
And the punchline is long dick.
That's what you hear. The.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, you know those prank videos where a guy's like, he's like, I'm going to walk up to people and ask if they want to suck my cock or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Or
they
always have the
thing at the end where the guy like tries to hit him. Like, it's the same shit, but he's narrowed it down to a 6-second prank.
Yeah.
But it's almost like Sacha Baron Cohen now with like Borat or something.
Yeah.
People are going to know who he is now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to be like, do me next.
Yeah,
it won't be the same reaction. Yeah. He's going to have to come up with a new character.
And he's huge. He's fucking huge.
He's a jack dude.
Get the ball headed dude.
Because he was in prison.
Who's the ball headed?
Who's the ball headed
guy?
Dude?
Is it you've seen
that tried
one, right?
to fight him? Which one?
I know. This guy, he does the same thing Tyrone does.
I got a ball head.
Except he's like more violent.
He threw the dude fishing.
He threw a dude in the lake.
He threw
the dude in the river. Threw him in the lake.
Does he say long
say,
fish?
I got
What's
a
his
ball
name?
Head.
No, he said, whatever it is, I got
Hold
a
on.
Ball head.
I got a ball head.
And I'm mad.
Big Brody got a ball head.
Because dude, Tyrone called him. I said, fuck
Brody.
Big Brody.
That's it. Yeah, so
fuck that. I got a ball
the
head.
The thumbnail is him shoving someone in a lake.
Is it Big Brody?
Yeah, he threw a dude in the lake.
Here you go.
I don't know. Ass niggas, it's Tyrone. Fucking my woman. Long dick style.
So they're just stealing Tyrone's shtick.
Well, 50 Cent, how's it going?
Motherfucker, is you Tyrone?
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Instagram, too. But it ain't me, brother.
You sure?
All right, he's at the drive-thru.
Because that nigga...
He's at the drive-thru paying cash. First of all, like it's 1940, like 1997.
He's paying cash like he drives a Hyundai hatchback.
Real niggas use cards.
Like he's driving a Hyundai
hatchback.
Dog, he handed the cash
over. I saw on Instagram finding his just
it's
like.
Probably, it's in here. It's probably in this thing.
This motherfucker in the water.
It's probably coming.
Long dick style.
So basically, he just stole his thing. See, this is what's wrong with.
I got a ball head.
This is the difference between like comedians and like regular people that do. Yeah. Like they basically just stole his shit. Yeah, they hacked his shit.
People on the internet think they don't understand hacking. Like if someone has a tweet that has a lot of retweets,
care.
Like a joke. If you take the full text of that tweet and just put it in the search bar on Twitter. You'll have you'll have hundreds of people who literally just reposted it as their own joke.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
they don't understand. Maybe they do understand, but they just literally steal content.
Here's the one.
They just steal it. You want
that dude?
Yeah.
That shit's insane.
Yeah, it's probably in here too, but this one is too long.
Long dick style.
This is Big Brody.
So what is his style?
The same thing.
Ball head.
That's who that dude was. Yeah, ball head style.
Yeah, look, watch this one.
Is it gonna play?
He's a big dude. Yeah.
Cool off, motherfucker. I got a ball head.
That's what he says. I don't even know what that means.
He just wants to fuck people up.
I got a ball head. I don't even know what that means.
Cool off, motherfucker.
So he just walks up. He just walked up to a random dude that was fishing.
I wonder if that guy was in on it. I bet he was in on it.
I mean, you watch it.
Yeah, it's a good acting.
Warriors. Warriors tonight. Yeah, you might not be betting, but you're going to lose that stack.
What's wrong with you, man? Oh,
shut the fuck up,
doing,
man. Chuck that shit in.
What's wrong with you,
man? He just robbed people.
Just Debo-ing people.
Just Debo-ing, nigga. That's what he is.
I got a ball head.
So we got another dude that's going around just bullying people.
Walking around shirtless.
Let me be something brown in there, too, motherfucker. Brody don't pay for nothing. I got a ball head.
See, I think,
I got a ball head.
I think Big Brody is working out some other issues.
Big Brody.
Brody said, I got a ball
Tyrone
head.
Is just See,
Tyrone,
trying to be funny.
Tyrone was in jail. Tyrone got out.
You know, he's an R&B singer.
No, that's the funny thing. Yeah
you were saying
an interview,
that.
You see an interview, like you see the videos of Tyrone. It's a character.
Here's one.
And then he does a real interview.
Here's Tyrone answering
Hold on, hold on, hold on. He does an interview, and then he says, oh, I'm an R&B singer. Like,
fuck that shit. You black Mr. Clean-looking motherfucker. What, I supposed to be scared or something?
That's Tyrone.
Press from your last video. Brody. Get your weight up. Curl more, motherfucker. What's up? I'm all over Philly. I ain't see you yet, bitch. Hey, I got a ball head. Man, fuck that shit. You black Mr. Clean-looking motherfucker. What, I supposed to be scared or something?
So now we got Vine Beef.
So now we got Vine Beef.
He said, I'm all over Philly.
I'm all over Philly.
I haven't seen you yet. And I've been fucking wives all over Philly.
Been fucking wives all over Philly. And then this is him with the dude from Power that we were talking about earlier. See?
We live in the big
one. Right? He's a small dude.
He's Power. Kind of a small dude.
Jack the shit in Power.
Big as shit.
He's 50 is short.
50 Cent is like 5'7", 5'8", I think.
This is Tyrone out of character.
Born and raised.
Yep.
Talking.
Born and raised.
On the playground is where he spent most of his days.
Tyrone, where you going?
Fuck somebody's wife. Long dick stuff.
This is the real Tyrone.
I'm Tyrone, and I came to fuck your wife. But fuck you.
Yo, all right, so they're doing an interview with the real Tyrone.
Sensation at this motherfucker right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
How does it feel?
It feel good. It really feel good. And it's life changing. It's a fast movement. You know what I mean? But it definitely
that was hilarious.
All the supporters, all the haters.
Travis looking
keep going and keep pushing hard.
You know, I'm just, stop the dude on a bike.
It's a weird, scary, but yeah, good film.
I'm just, man, you know, I'm, you just, I'm enjoying, I'm taking it all face. In, you know. And
you was yeah. chasing it. Yep. And your wildest imagination, just a character, some shit you were just fucking around with. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams, this is how you get in the game?
No. Not by doing that Tyrone character, not at all. I'm
Tyrone, and fuck these niggas taking selfies. I'm trying to fuck somebody.
He's about to
look
shoot
at the
this.
One dude, yeah. The one dude was about to pull out on him.
Fuck this man's wife.
Fuck these niggas taking selfies. What?
So who
he
now?
To a bunch of niggas on the corner.
This is the thing about internet stardom.
Straight up niggas. Oh, yeah.
Who's gonna
Did
buy
you see
his
that
album
group
now?
Of dudes?
Nobody.
Nobody's gonna buy an album.
Oh, yeah. No. Like he can't translate this to anything.
No.
He's not. Maybe he'll be in a movie on a little like a bit part. Like
that's what you do with that.
You know what he has to do?
You put him in one of those scary movies, some shit like that.
Three guys on his three guys on.
He come on our podcast.
Managers. Now, what would you suggest for him to have an R&B career? What would you suggest Randolph go?
His R&B career is done. Yeah, what he needs to focus in on is trying to parlay bit parts, this into a bit part in a movie, and then parlay that into becoming a character actor. That's what he should be thinking about.
I don't think the acting has any future. I think he should be I think it should be merchandising, it should be t-shirts, it should be gear.
I'm Tyrone t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm Tyrone
t-shirts.
I'm Tyrone what's it called? Wife beaters.
Ringtones.
That's all he wears. He wears that in his videos.
That's t-shirt funny. Ringtones. That's okay. True. Because if you get the call, long dick style.
All right. Here's my thing. As far as business goes, the business side of it is I think he does have an R&B career.
There's no possible.
But this
way.
Is how he has to do it.
There's no possible.
He
way.
Has to have a feature in an R&B song.
Right.
And he has to that has to be a monster hit. It has to be a monster hit. That's the only way that's going to happen.
R&B future. You know how we know
feature
that?
Like how do we know?
Feature like 50
He says no random.
Do you know how we know this?
Why?
Have any of you heard him sing a song?
This is the weird thing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't mean that he could can't
sing,
have one.
If he could sing.
He actually has one.
You don't think?
Heard it all.
You would have heard it.
He can't sing.
He would have sang it in one of the things.
So check this out.
I would have. That's what I would have done.
He has one where he goes,
I would
have. He's singing in one and he goes, fuck this R&B singing motherfucker. I'm Tyrone.
If he could sing, he would like, want us to know
he could sing.
It's like his
already.
Identical cousin.
He can't sing.
That's
he
the, I think
already.
It would work if he has the, does the identical cousin vibe. So if he does the identical, like they used to do way back in the day on the 80s
What do you mean?
Where the identical cousin comes in.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's Tyrone.
But my name is Peter.
Yeah, he would already
have a lot to say, showcase, my sweet.
He would already done
you do
that.
Like a Stefan or Kyle thing.
Yeah. If he could sing, he would already
well,
done
Well, put
that.
It this way. We just had an interview. It's like a 15-minute interview clip with like the real Tyrone. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm just enjoying this ride.
Did talk about singing out once.
Well, I think they did. It's 15. The title. We didn't watch all 15 minutes. The title of the video mentioned his R&B career, but it did not give his last name.
I think it was real.
So how are you going to look him up?
His real name?
Yeah.
Well, it just said we're talking to Tyrone about.
That's not even his real name. Like his real name. That's just something.
Because they got to go.
Christ.
They got to go.
He needs a manager.
Right. Hold on. They got to go by Tyrone for now because that's how you know him.
That's how you know him. Yeah.
Right. They're. There, you got to.
The real Tyrone.
Well, then he should have said, "Hey, this is Tyrone, aka." Or this is blah blah blah, aka.
He should have told the truth.
Tyrone.
He's gotta have,
and he should be saying his real name a lot in this interview.
He's gotta have like the switch over.
Hey,
brother, I'm not really known as Tyrone anymore.
Yeah.
Right now, my name is.
Well, he should have told the truth.
Whatever
we was in the studio.
He needs a manager like Big Frida, who's right there next to him.
He needs someone getting his name.
You need a manager like Big Frida's manager, who
exactly the girl
can't do this.
Who's there all the time, sitting right next to you, being like, "Come on, now, you got to talk about the music."
Yeah, you know, wait a minute,
but Big Frida's manager. Big Frida's manager
is a white person.
The white no, it's this light skinned girl. She's Creole.
Oh, okay.
Creole girl.
Okay.
She's always right here next to Frida.
Always.
Next to Frida.
Yeah.
And where
stay on message.
Yeah. Stay on message.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Big Frida would what? Yeah. Just she'll just go?
Frida's just Frida.
She'll do what black people do. She'll do what black people do.
It just feels good, you know.
And she redirects Frida into we talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah. Even like with the tour.
Does he do it in a mean way?
No.
Because Frida was going to say yes to a tour that Frida shouldn't have said yes to.
Ultimately,
you got to do what you can only advise Frida so much. Frida is the voice and Frida is the talent. Yeah. So ultimately, Frida's got to have some kind of goddamn common sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then, like you said, you never heard the song before, right?
Yeah.
Frida said, you never heard the song. Frida was like, no. He was like, so you need to listen to the song and watch the YouTube because you're not going to work with that guy's audience.
Yeah. And then another time, she took.
What was this video from?
Big Frida. It's like third season.
Yeah.
Oh, her show.
Yeah.
Took some of Frida's music and took it out to L.A., gave it to two little young Andy Kleins.
You see
that one?
Yeah.
Took the strip. Took what do you call when they just take the vocals?
Yeah.
And then they made another song from
threads, the
stems?
The stems. Took the stems. She took the stems from Frida's song, gave them to two Andy Kleins, two white cats.
Right.
We'll take it from here.
Who liked the music.
Like
and
the
they were like, well, we decided we can do something different. And they laid it on top of a completely different track.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were like, this shit is amazing.
Yeah. It's like, they look like the dudes that did Whoop That Trick.
I've been
put it up on them trap beats and it's hot.
It was because of her.
It's hot.
I've been googling
it's her song.
I've been googling Tyrone's real name and Tyrone's music for the last 5 minutes.
And
I've
you
come
ain't
up.
Found a damn
I've come up with
thing.
No. It's impossible. Like all of it is articles about.
So it must not be that good
about him being
well.
Yeah, he should have told the truth. He's like, I'm a Muslim
guy. Nobody who's
a serious
singer,
in the studio
you
with
can
this.
Find their shit.
This is what comes up.
Brothers, y'all all right?
Yeah.
It's Eric
Tyrone. He's in the background. I'm trying to fuck your woman.
Long dick style.
You better call Tyrone.
Are we really gonna listen to this song?
No. This is what comes up when you do
Tyrone.
Tyrone
needs to be more like, now Tyrone needs to listen to this song and
I'm
be more of an artist.
I'm tired of your
and
shit.
Serious about his shit.
You don't care.
Yeah, you're serious about
his shit. I don't even mind if this is what you want to do. If this is what you want to do. As far as the video's taking off, then you're going to have to redirect it inside and do something else.
You got
to
monetize it.
We need dual management.
He has monetized his YouTube or his Instagram. But if you want to parlay that shit into R&B, it's going to be tough, my dude.
He can't say, so I'm not worried about that.
Well, look at
I'm
it this way.
To get you into
somebody is already selling I'm Tyrone shirts. We know that.
Yeah.
He's not getting a piece of that right now. He needs to trademark his name, his likeness, and sell shit. Have a website where he sells shit.
Just have a website.
Yeah.
At least until the wheels come off. Because it's not going to last long. Not at all.
This is what his Instagram says. Singer, actor, comedian. Follow me on Vine, Facebook, and YouTube.
Oh, no.
He's not a comedian.
For bookings,
he is an actor.
He's a
contact.
He's a comedic actor.
management@yahoo.com.
You don't think if he said, "Hey,
Facebook, one Tyrone."
Hey, I'll be at the what's the DC hood spot? I'll be at the 9:30 club.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think niggas gonna show up for that
they
hood shit?
But they don't want him to sing.
They don't want him to go in there and be Tyrone.
Right. That's what I mean. I'm a comedian, and then he puts on four other comics.
Well, here's what you got to do:
three other comics.
Oh, so you say like he hosts a show?
He'll be a comedian.
He can be a comedian. That's not a bad idea.
He can be a comedian tomorrow.
Well, that's true.
He'll be touring the world.
That's true. Because what's the other dudes?
Because if you look at the vines,
yeah,
it's people from all over the world.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Talking about. I'm Tyrone, and I would like to fuck your wife.
Yeah.
Long dick style.
Long dick style. Yeah.
What he can't do is be the headliner. They got one.
They literally got one with Spider-Man walking up to Gwen Stacy. Said, "I'm Tyrone, and I can't save Manhattan using radioactive superpowers, but I can fuck Gwen Stacy."
Long dick style. Bow, wow,
wow. Now, you're right. This is a character he should go ahead and monopolize and turn into something.
Let's try to get it into a movie. And it's too bad that... Yeah. Who's not making movies anymore?
You know what? Jim Varney. Jim Varney did it.
Yeah.
With Vern.
Yeah, you know who's not Jim making movies? Did it. Who's going to make movies for
Ernest. Ernest, right? Ernest goes to Tyrone. Goes to
Tyrone goes back to jail.
Tyrone fucks your wife.
Who? Who made all them movies?
Who remade movies?
No, your boy was making all them movies.
Oh, Master P.
Master P.
That would have been perfect for
him. That's not a bad look. Yeah, you're right.
As a what, though?
Just that. As Tyrone. That's that character.
Think about it. Okay, so remember the one he did with me with Eddie Griffin, right?
That character.
You can see him walking into that store Eddie Griffin worked in going, yo, fuck that, yada, yada, yada. Fuck them lottery numbers they trying to buy. I'm Tyrone. Yeah. I'm here trying to fuck your wife.
Fuck your woman.
Master P ain't dead.
Yeah.
And no limit can need to keep
up. He could still do it.
No bullshit. Yeah.
Master P's only like 34. Wait a minute, I'm 37. He was...
He's got to be 40-something.
He's 42.
Master P's got a grown child.
He's 42. Yeah. He's not old is what I'm saying. Yo, he's
Romeo
like 43.
You see Romeo chick? Romeo got a bad
girl. Yeah, Romeo's a handsome cat.
Romeo is doing
it. Good looking dude.
He's a handsome cat.
Master P is 48.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, he's right there. He's going to do something. He better make a money. I say if he's going to do something like Master P ain't got no money.
Snoop got to be that same age.
Yeah.
He has a child named Italy.
Who P does?
Master P.
Master P.
Children, Little Romeo.
Romeo,
it's got
Italy,
the whole list.
Paris. They were all in that movie. Didn't they make a movie like The Nanny? Like Uncle Pete? It was supposed to be like Uncle Buck.
Yeah, we looked at the trailer for that one.
I watched a bunch of that. I got the hookup.
We watched some of it. That shit was so bad.
He has a child named Symphonic. Symphonique. Symphonic Miller.
How many children does he have? Too many.
We got Lil Romeo, Symphonic Miller, Titiana Miller, Italy Miller, Vino Miller, Young V, Hersey Miller, Mercy Miller, and Inti Miller.
Really?
He sounds like Pac-Man's ghosts.
Hersey.
That's like 9 kids. You got Inky Miller, Binky Blinky, Pinky Miller,
Blinky,
Clyde Miller.
This is how you kill him. You need a power pellet.
And this is Irv.
He's been married to the same woman since 89. So
none of us from her? Seen.
I guess so. I don't know. That's what this little bio says.
I mean, she's probably just a down chick. Or he has 15 illegitimate children.
And she's just cool with it.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. I'm here to know what this culture breeds.
I'm Master P. I'm here to fuck my own wife.
long
dick style.
It's the bow.
Nobody.
He could be in pornography. He could do something. He could jump
It'll
in porn.
Old.
That
porn is
fuck
last.
With that shit. No, don't do the porn. Like remember Snoop made his porn. He didn't do any sexing.
Oh, he was just.
But like, he was
just
very famous already. If you go
it's
in,
get old.
Very famous.
You go
I was
in.
That Snoop was just at his house and chicks and people just fucking.
He just eats chips.
It like a party. Snoop was like,
he just got a bag of Doritos in the background.
Just rotate.
Switch. He called Switch.
It was just like, just
hey,
rotate.
Snoop, would you like to leave? Because the smell gets.
I mean,
the smell starts.
Shit. Snoop was playing video games and somebody's in the corner fucking. I was just like.
The sex smell starts to waft a little bit, Snoop, if you would like to step out of the room. I can't smell shit anyway,
I can't smell shit, baby.
Don't worry about me, baby. I can't smell it.
I'm on that perk, baby.
Hey, Snoop, could you not call the girl's nephew? At least.
They get a little insecure.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, their dads used to call them nephew.
Their dads used to call them nephew.
Hour 8.
Give me this email, Andy.
That is
right,
let's do the email.
Our one email is from a listener who is still catching up. This is from...
That's good. You may have...
Reese.
She may be talking about something I was in.
Reese.
You running through.
Reese says, Andy Randolph and another great host and sometimes Tim.
There you go.
So I'm all caught up.
Reese, you ain't shit.
I'm all...
You going to get this work, Reese. You can't be writing in. And... That's why your father...
Get this work.
That's why your dad... I don't know what's going on with your dad. Your dad might have been a cool dude. You may be talking to him right now.
That's why you talk to him right now?
Yeah.
But you going to get this work.
You going to get this work, Reese. Let's be honest. Your daddy... Your name is Reese. He wasn't around. I'm joking. Go.
He's fucking someone else's wife.
Long dick style.
Well, 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 well.
goes on.
All right, Reese. Woo.
So she says, I'm all caught up now from 2 months ago. Here she goes. Episode 466, which was a few weeks ago. Just a short note playing the Ying Yang Twins, who I just heard were hip-hop's first special needs handicap artist.
Okay.
I think Mace might have beat him to that.
Yeah.
Whisper song while reading listener emails was the best one yet. We should do that every time. We should do that right now. I was so tickled on my Friday evening commute. Also, that listener saying that Tim was aight was hilarious.
Somebody said I was aight.
No, remember the listener said you were aight in their email? It was hilarious.
Aight about what?
Just they were giving their assessment of all of us.
Yes,
oh,
snap.
He said Randolph gave the old ninja logic.
Old nigga logic.
Something about me and then Tim's aight.
Damn.
You were here for that, I think.
I think he was just fucking with you.
Tim has to come back on a regular basis to get back up to Andy and Randolph's level.
She's taking shots.
I'm getting this work. I knew I should have went harder on you, Reese. You give me that work.
Episode 470.
Episode 470. She's going down episode by episode.
I think this is one where it was, I think it was the two of us and Russ. I think Randolph was out of town for 470. Episode 470. Just need to say you all had me in tears on the way home. Must admit that I was a willing recipient of that back massage move with the baby oil.
Yeah, that shit works.
I keep it on hand.
Every time.
You all are correct. It wasn't ladylike back in the mid to late 90s to early 2000s for a woman to just say, let's get busy. Is it ladylike now? I don't think it's ladylike, but we just don't care.
I think it's still good, yeah.
But we're all older now.
Yeah. It's good.
So, speaking of white rappers, what about Brother Ali or Snow the Product?
Brother Ali. Oh,
Snow the Product. Snow Check her out on So Dope by Tech9.
This is a girl?
Maybe. I guess so. Snow the Product.
I don't know.
By the way, Avant and Kiki Wyatt are still out touring. Saw them in Chicago with Fantasia at the Midwest Music Festival last
week.
The Greater Tri-State Music Festival. And Pie Off.
We talked about
is that the showcase that they performed at? And that thing you do? Is that the showcase they performed at?
You want to go back out and join the guy? I mean, they're at the Winter Carnival, or are we going out to L.A.? What are we doing?
It's the Greater Southeast Tent Show and Jewelry Sale. Starring Kiki Wyatt and Avant.
I've done one of those
Kiki
shows.
Kiki Wyatt in her...
I was like, I gotta leave. You've been selling sunglasses in the back.
You all breaking down that jam was freaking hilarious. Anytime I hear that song in the future, I will always remember y'all sideline report. Thank you. Reese, like Reese Cup.
Oh,
Reese.
Uh-oh, what them cups look like, Reese?
The Tri-State Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
And Fried Food Fest. Coming to you.
Just a bunch of fried...
Jingle balls.
Fried Twinkies and it's like, wife it's
like
beaters.
Midwest Folk Fest and then like... what do you call
and
it?
And Monster Truck
Renaissance
Race.
Festival.
Yeah. Winter Festival. Winter Ball.
Renaissance Festival in Maryland.
You used to do them in Texas, too.
They do
all
Renaissance
all
Festival
over.
In Maryland. Like, I know, in the Midwest,
that was
the Midwest.
Y'all don't have them little things in Waco?
The Truck Fest. I thought I remember. The Monster Truck thing.
There was obviously Oktoberfest in New Braunfels. That was like a month.
I remember Oktoberfest in New Braunfels. Yeah.
I
remember New Braunfels. New Braunfels in Texas is only known for
Reggae Sunsplash,
the water park.
Mm. Reggae Sunsplash in San Antonio at the Sunken Gardens.
Nah,
that's a weekend.
I wasn't old enough.
The Taste New Orleans. That's the New Orleans Tinge one. Again at the Sunken Gardens in New York. That one in San Antonio. That one was pretty high.
Music festival Taste and hot dog eating contest.
Well, of course.
Hey niggas, eat some rice and shrimp.
Starring the Fat Boys.
Usually niggas don't eat rice and shrimp in the same dish.
Yeah.
So they're like, they're right here that New Orleans flavor.
Yeah. This is what Lyris.
Let me get some of that.
Run by some mysterious organization called the Zulus that no one knew anything about. But they appeared every year when this shit was brought to you by the Zulus.
They're like the Moors. They show up every now and again.
Yeah, like, where the fuck are the Zulus?
Like, where they come from? They're like, oh, I know who you are, but damn.
How do I not know one Zulu?
You see that one dude, like, I don't know
Zulus.
I think anyone who goes claim Zulu, who's going to know?
I mean, I guess. I'm Zulu. I didn't know any. I'm guessing no one were talking. None of them were talking about it.
Yeah.
Name of the sports team.
Yeah, they used to have the cup would have a shield on it. Big shield. You get the plastic cups because you walk
around. Oh, and they had the Zulu shield?
Beer. Yeah, have a Zulu shield.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And this is brought to you by the Zulus. The money goes to the Zulus charity. What charity?
What is that?
They had that a lot in Texas. Like a lot of black cop, a lot of pro-black stuff in Texas. A lot of Texas stuff.
And people band together after a safety.
I bet
they do this, and I'm like, really? Texas? Yeah. Like, yeah, man.
I'm a Southern. My parents are Pentecostal and Baptist. My grandfather's a Baptist. Well, he was a Baptist pastor. But if we saw any, we saw like, and this is where the religions separate. We were in Austin or Dallas. It was Dallas. And we were driving in. Whole family was driving into some church function, and we saw dudes on like the intersections, Muslims.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Suits on.
Yeah. Suits on.
Yeah. Summertime.
Yeah. We're talking about that on the way
in Texas. One nigga had on a peach colored suit.
Yeah.
And he had flyers. Another nigga had on royal blue suit, bean pies, and we were all like. The Muslim shit. I was a kid, and I could just hear the adults talking.
Yeah.
Like, look at this nigga over here,
out
here in this hot ass sun with these flyers. Look at this nigga over here
trying to sell a final call
in this suit,
selling a final call with bean pies.
And I was like, Muslim shit, it's not for me. That's when I knew I'm not gonna be a Muslim.
Do bean pies,
the base is huge out
how long do bean pies keep in that hot weather? Should they be refrigerated?
No idea.
Yeah, you gotta keep refrigerator. That's actually pretty good. I mean,
nobody was talking to him. The white people weren't talking.
So this was you were young. This was like would have been like 80 something?
They're
huge
early
down
90s, 80s.
What's
early
that? 90s. Like I know Houston, there. They got a huge.
It's about to be the big cities. It's the big cities. So it's Dallas.
What
Houston.
Is up with your boy, old Mike B, and these fucking koala bears?
I said that's your spirit animal.
Randolph's looking at
that. Must be a spirit animal.
Well, I hit us on the picture I put up. Old Mike B. I follow this show, and it's a koala. Like, what is it? I'm noticing.
Mike B. posts pictures
of koalas all the time. That's a spirit animal.
Old Mike B. Old Mike B. is a comic in the DC.
He doesn't even
area
go by Old Mike B. anymore.
For listeners, what does it go by?
Mike Brown.
He has to
Mike
be Brown. Mike I won't let him change it to Mike Brown.
He can't,
I know too many Mike Browns in the comics already.
There's a lot of Mike Browns. But if he goes by Old Mike, comics. If he goes by Old Mike B., he might as well cancel any chances that he has of going on anything mainstream. He gonna be on Comics Unleashed.
Amazing Jonathan.
4 years.
Amazing
He's
Jonathan.
White. He's white. Rules are different, dog. He's white.
They like old dirty bastards.
That was their old.
I feel you.
That was
their
amazing.
After
Amazing Raheem, old dirty bastard.
I won't let him. He's changing it, but
that
I won't
was
let
Amazing
him
Raheem, or
he changed it like a year ago. Just
amazing
no one
Tyrone.
Lets him change it.
I won't let him change it.
He can't be. See the problem with old Mike B.
No, you're right.
He has to be either.
And he said the old man coming in.
He
with
He can
old
go
Mike
like Oka. His name is
Mike.
Mike Brown.
Mike Brown.
But what's the old then?
Oh, like
that's not
his
name.
That's old Mike B.
Old
I
nickname.
Thought it was Oluwaka.
No, that's you.
I thought that was his real. I thought
that's
it was Wale.
You thinking of
Wale?
Odinaka. You thinking of Odinaka, the comic in Chicago?
Shit.
You thinking of Odinaka?
His name is just Mike Brown. Mike
that's
Brown.
That's why he was old Mike.
Oh, that's old. All right, so here we go.
You know what?
Here we go, Mike.
That's a good. That's a go ahead. Go ahead.
Mike Brown. Three guys on Mike Brown's managers. Yeah. Randolph, go.
That's it.
For his career, go.
He should just change it to Mike Brown. Just run on Mike Brown. I think I told him that once.
Okay.
Well,
no sense putting
because
old
Mike B is O-L.
O-L-E.
Mike B.
O-L.
I think it's just
O-L. Apostrophe.
That's like, that thing you do.
What is his name? The O'Neaters. Yeah. What is this O'Neaters?
Is it Oil Mike B?
What is this
Oil Mike B?
What's O'Neaters?
The O'Neaters.
So you think. It's like the Wonders. Oh, is that what it is? Well, we're going to change it to W-O-N-D-E-R.
How about L-O-L Mike B? Put an L in front and you got L-O-L Mike B.
L-O-L Mike B.
L-O-L Mike B.
How about just Mike Brown?
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Mike Brown, not the one from Ferguson.
But then we were like, well, that happened.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, Mike Brown.
Here's what I
think. But then there's a comic that, from the December comics that runs, he runs in New York and does shows in Carolines and runs out a lot. Yeah.
So call himself Brown Mike.
Like, you know Mike Brown already.
Michael Brown, Mike.
You know Mike Brown, so you could go by Michael Brown.
Michael Brown.
That might be a lot for people to say.
Brown Mike.
Brown Mike.
Or here's another one.
Still not going to work a white room.
Here's another one. That's true. For the
maybe
here's not, another
I like old Mike B because it sounds like old dirty bastard.
You but that's would hold
not,
him back.
He's gonna, you're gonna hold him back.
Shackle.
Let me tell you
why.
They're not gonna put old anything
but then, I think
on a white
to
stage.
Oluwaka.
He's gotta be Oluwaka.
I'm with
he's
that. But
he'd have to be like, hello everyone, I am welcome to the show.
Here's what happens.
He'd have to be African.
No, because Rollo not. Rollo, you could do like Rollo, like my dad is African.
Nobody's named Rollo though.
But Rollo is an African.
That's why Rollo
gets.
No, but Rollo's African. He do the African thing. No, he could be the son of an African.
Have you noticed everybody?
I don't think you have to do the African voice. Like, what's the dude's name who does the African voice, but he's from Philly?
Michael Blackson.
What's Michael Blackson? He's from Philly.
That's a completed. Yeah. Here's my suggestion, by the way. Old Brown. Go ahead.
Old Brown.
Old
just
Brown.
Take the mic out.
You're just a jazz singer.
What's his middle name? Do we know his middle name?
I don't know his middle
name. Because we could do a middle name thing.
But if we tried. Everybody tries that. Middle names.
Kendrick like. Lamar? Kendrick
Terrence
Lamar?
Is
yeah.
That's right, because he's by Sturtevant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, Lamar is his middle name.
Sturtevant, right?
I used Randolph T for a long time.
Lamar, I don't know what his middle name is. We've got to find out.
When I grew up a little bit.
Michael Terrence. Let me
I put my full name on it. Randolph Terrence.
Michael, people can't say my that would work. Unless it's like so Michael Jack.
What if his middle name is Ol?
What if you're
Michael Brown?
O-L?
Michael Ol Brown.
Then you got like Michael Brown and Marcus Brown.
Yeah, there's Marcus Brown. Who had
Marcus changed his name.
He was Doodoo Brown.
That one had to go. Like, come on, man.
No one's going to call.
First of all, there is a Doodoo Brown.
No one's going to book Doodoo Brown.
Secondly, he's not funny. He doesn't want to get
associated. You know the dude.
Walked on stage.
I think they met once.
Carrying a championship belt.
I want to say Marcus met Doodoo Brown. It was like.
We have to explain to the listeners.
This is making me want to change.
Let's explain to the listeners.
This is inside. Yeah.
He's. Okay. Doodoo Brown, Marcus Brown, we know him. He's a local comic in the D.C. area. He's having a baby. He's a teacher.
He's having a baby?
He is.
His wife's having a baby.
I didn't know
he
that.
He is.
Yeah. Trying to raise a daughter.
He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
If you know him and you talk to him,
it's funny as shit.
He's one of those black people where you go like, come on, man. Like, come on, dog. But at the same time, you're like, I hope you don't figure this shit out. Because if you do, I'm dead.
Oh, we all
I'm
oh, man,
dead
please,
in the water.
Please.
What is this from?
This is Doodoo Brown.
This is Doodoo Brown. Okay.
So
this
he
is
started
a song, Doodoo Brown. But just to explain,
Marcus
like I said,
is more
this is Marcus Brown.
Marcus
this
is
Doodoo Brown.
The most likable black dude.
The other Doodoo Brown. The other Doodoo Brown is out of Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think their names came from this song.
Yeah.
The song Doodoo Brown.
The other Doodoo Brown. This is Doodoo Brown here? The comedian?
That's the Doodoo comedian.
No, this is the official video for the song.
Oh, this is the video.
Because this was years ago. And
was that Luke and him, Doodoo Brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Luke. Yes.
But people.
Wasn't there a rapper at one point in Doodoo Brown?
Was that?
No.
Was it just
Brown?
Just Brown.
Oh,
you talking about Tribe Called Quest.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. Yeah.
You know what? Mike should change his name to Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown.
What's Marcus Brown's middle name?
I don't know.
But Marcus was called. I bet a lot of people named Brown. People would call him Doodoo when the song came out.
Yeah.
And I think that was a nickname to suck with.
But remember Marcus? Because Marcus has changed a lot since like I met him. Like remember Marcus had braids and.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a b-boy. He's still doing. You know, he's still. I don't think Marcus got a dude is always with sneakers and a jersey.
But he went back to Marcus from Doodoo Brown.
Yeah.
Because there's another comic who calls himself Doodoo Brown.
Yeah. I want to say they met. I want to say they met. But somebody told him about the other dude and showed him the tape.
He's hood funny. He's hood funny. He's the funny where you go like, well, yeah, we rub our heads. You see what he's the other kind of funny though. He's nigga funny.
It's funny.
Like he's like,
it's funny.
That nigga.
This is kind of funny. You don't want to get out.
This
yet.
Is yeah. Like,
they can't
you know who's, like, you know who's nigga
this
funny?
This ain't going nowhere.
You know who's nigga funny? Shorty. Remember Shorty?
What my name is? Shorty sound like the dudes in what's the name in that documentary.
We all know.
I I got a love hate relationship with Shorty because it's like after
we all know.
Have you ever seen Shorty go on anybody?
Jamario.
No.
Oh man, Shorty
went. Jamario.
Damn, Jamario.
You know the last time I saw him on TV, he was on like a judge show. He was on like Judge Joe Brown or some shit.
Jamario.
Hey, I'm Jamario, and I'm an entertainer.
And he's not gay. He's just Jamario.
We were trying to decide.
Every
last
black
night.
Person knows who Jamario is.
We were trying to decide last night who was more helpful, which bartender was more helpful at Beer Baron.
The white girl. Was it the black girl
or the gay black dude?
Wait a minute, which one?
Helpful to you, particularly
the white girl
or the black
which
girl?
The blonde white girl or the gay black dude?
He's calling
the
gay
black dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
The gay black dude. The blonde white girl is a dumb.
She knew all the lingo though.
She is a dumb, baby.
I see you later, baby.
Yeah, dumb, like, okay, dummy. Baby. Whatever you need, baby.
What you want? Yeah, we got you,
what
baby.
What you trying to get? We got you, baby.
I mean, she's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
But she's about to charge me full price. The brother was like, no, he's an entertainer. Hold on. He's an entertainer.
He gave you a minute.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
See, I know from being when we used to do shows over there at the Beer Baron. And that's what he was teasing. We was teasing. That was hilarious, right? So he was eating. I was ordered cider. So I'm drinking. Now I'm drinking hard cider. He was like, what the fuck you want a cider for?
And then
Tim walks up behind me and was like, yeah, what the fuck? Is you a faggot?
I didn't say that.
So the dude said, you motherfucker.
I said, are you eating salad? Yeah. What you doing eating
salad?
We had
a whole conversation
about it. What are you, gay now?
And the dude goes, y'all motherfuckers. Y'all about to give me fire to this motherfucker.
So are you talking about the black dude?
Yeah, the bald black dude.
He's cool as shit.
He is cool as shit.
He is the best one. There's another one, blonde bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the glasses.
With the glasses.
Yeah.
They were
useless.
Both back there together.
Yeah. Useless. Yes.
They was trying to. They was have trying you,
she fucks up because she ordered the food that the black couple does. Like, nah, we didn't get it.
Yeah, she
and
fucked
then,
it up.
And then
she
one is
a, because
like,
she's a dumb dumb.
The brother's like, are you giving it away?
She's a dummy. She's a dummy.
She was like, you want this?
There's another gay dude. She was talking all sweet.
Like, no, baby, listen. Did you order this?
Dummy.
And he was like,
there's another gay dude, a white guy. Tall,
I know
beard.
Yeah, I know you're talking about with the beard. Yeah, I know
he
about.
Hits downstairs.
He hits on you, but he won't. He'll just buy you shots.
I'm here to fuck your husband.
Right,
long,
short dick. Yeah. Anal.
You
style.
Better hope it's short dick.
Yeah.
Well, some people might like it in the ass.
Long dick.
One Supreme Court decision.
See, we
that's
want.
What I told the brother, I was like, how you gonna call us motherfuckers? What's the Supreme Court decision? Are you equal, nigga?
See, anal sex is all up until, like, we want short dick style short when we talk dick. Anal sex.
No shit.
But,
no shit.
All right, it's getting too deep into it. But I don't know if he's gay or not. But
The brother? Oh,
no, he is.
Oh, you talking about the dude?
The white
shots.
Guy with the beard. Yeah, he'll give you a
shot. Yeah, because he likes comedy, too, though.
Yeah.
So he's a comedy fan, too, though.
If you have a really good set.
It's one of those, yeah.
You have a really good set.
You
can give you a shot.
Yeah,
about the short
if you have
ball,
a really
the short ball white cat with the beard. That one?
No.
The short one? Mm-mm. I saw him downstairs.
Really
too.
Tall white cat.
I see him a lot. He's like, oh, yeah, I got you. Come here.
No.
That's the dude that's like, he's like he runs in between. He's the run in between, but he's cool.
Wait
he's
a minute.
A
which one?
Yeah.
The Spanish guy?
Spanish
guy. Yeah, yeah.
Spanish guy. He's cool. Yeah, ball head.
He's very cool because he knows what he remembers.
Ball head.
His name is Ole Mike B.
Ole.
Okay, so Mike Ole, B needs to change his name
to Mike Brown.
Charlie, Mike Brown.
Charlie. We don't know what his middle name
Charlie
is.
Charlie Brown. Yeah. Charlie Brown would be good.
I like that.
He needs to change his name to
Old
Brown.
Oh, yeah, you can't Google Charlie Brown. That's true.
No. No, he's a change. It's C-H-R-L-Y. C-H-R-L-E-Y. You know,
Mike middle initial Google Brown. Him. Mike middle initial
can't
Brown.
Google him.
You don't think so?
No, just add the middle initial
because of Charlie Brown.
Like Michael B. Jordan.
Like Michael too B. Jordan,
hard.
Exactly. Right.
Way too hard to Google.
Just add the middle
initial.
No, it won't. Add the middle
initial. Until he gets famous.
I don't think so.
Or you can do
I think because he'll be the... You seen the movie with fucking Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
The dude got famous because he had the same name. I think that's exactly what she should do.
I think that's exactly what he should do. Yeah, yeah,
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
Charlie
yeah.
Brown.
Yeah, dude got famous for the same name.
C-H-R...
What's his middle name?
Oh, you can do Charles.
That's the thing. That's what we need to find out. What's his middle name?
I text him. He hit him back. He's on his podcast.
Oh, okay. He's probably talking about us.
Yeah. He's literally going...
I don't like any of them motherfuckers.
There's going to be all kind of koala bears on our timeline. You know, koala bears are mean motherfuckers.
We should do that. We should do three guys on management group. And just go through the comics in the D.C. scene that are stalled.
Tell them what's wrong.
That are stalled.
That then, we start with us first.
Yeah, we can go with us. We can go with us.
They're gonna look at us and be like, "Wait, who the fuck are you?"
No shit. What is Haywood?
I mean, let's be honest. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it after.
Welcome to Three Bears On.
Did we finish your recent email? Yeah.
120.
That's hilarious.
We gotta bring this one home.
How about Michael Koala?
Michael Koala.
You can't forget that one.
M. Koala.
Koala. No, it's got to be Koala M.
Koala M.
Koala M.
I mean, that sounds like Iggy
Koala
Azalea.
Koala Lumpur.
That's like an Iggy Azalea remake. Koala
M. You go M. Koala because, well, you know what?
I'm just thinking to get booked in white rooms.
Koala Walla.
First name and then second initial does not get you booked in white rooms. That's why Randolph T had to become Terrence.
That's true. Jamie Foxx became Jamie Foxx.
That's hilarious.
Because you do. I like
instead
that,
of
you know,
Eric Bishop. That was his name.
Yeah.
Michael Koala.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. That's
Jamie
how he put
Foxx's
that
real name is Eric
something
Bishop.
Something ambiguous.
Yeah. He put in a girl's.
Now, either Mike, Middle Nisha Brown, Charlie Brown could work. But you're right, it's not good. It's not good. Right, well, especially because there's a new movie coming out, too. A new Peanuts movie coming out.
We'll fix him.
Saw the commercial one.
Yeah,
we're hour and a half.
All right, we're going to bring this one home, people. Come back on Monday. We're going to talk about some marriage equality and whatnot. I'm sorry. Come back on Thursday. We're going to talk about some marriage equality and stuff. Hey, we'll still be here with us. We're all in. Hey, give me your stuff.
Social media stuff,
Twitter
y'all.
Twitter shit, dog.
At Woody Seed. It's at Woody Seed on Twitter. Same thing on Instagram if you want to follow me on Instagram. And then Haywood Turnip Seed Jr. on Facebook. Or if you're really out there in cyberspace, hit me up on Reverb Nation. You can get a copy of my laugh, see some videos that I've been in. And if you're interested in the Baltimore area, I'll be at Auto Bar July 11th, hanging out with a couple good comics, Mike Quinlan and folks, and Wyatt Cenac will be having a show. So it's going to be good. Let's have a good time.
Long dick style.
And the rest of us, what's the...
Well, with Three Guys On are doing Specific Ignorance on July 16th at Beer Baron at 6:30.
Is that Chris, the talk show?
Chris Milner is hosting. It's like show. It's like a fun game show kind of thing. So come to that. And then beyond that, I have a show in Leesburg, Virginia on July 18th headlining. I don't know the specifics yet, but when I know, you'll know.
Now, on the 15th, I'll be at the Improv's open mic on the 15th, and then the 16th at Specific Ignorance, and then August 13th, 14th, 15th, that weekend, I'm at the Improv with Joey Diaz.
That's going to be a monster of a show. Joey Diaz is a fucking beast.
He's a nice guy.
Do you know who the MC is for that show? No one has approached you or no one has been like,
"Hi, I'm the MC." Yeah.
Hey,
like,
we're working together.
DeAndre.
Hey, we're doing a show together.
His middle name is DeAndre.
His middle name is DeAndre.
His middle name
calls himself DeAndre Brown.
DeAndre Brown.
That's not bad.
That's too black.
DeAndre Brown.
That's too black.
It's bookable
but
black.
That tells you it's bookable black.
That's
it
bookable
you,
black.
That's fine.
That's bookable black.
That's very bookable. That's fine, actually. Damn.
I'm doing
the
fucking around.
Done.
DeAndre Brown.
They were like, who is DeAndre?
I'm doing the burlesque. Actually, Specific Ignorance on the 16th of July with Three Guys On. And I will also be at the, what's it called? Burlesque show.
Oh.
Bare Naked Comedy Festival.
At the
Pinch in
D.C.?
Are you doing the Fringe Festival? I'm doing the Fringe Festival on the 24th
what's
of
your
July.
Date? I'm doing the
24th, the Friday.
18th, I want to say I'm doing. Ooh,
I don't know. Who asked that? Red Suit?
No, that's Mindy Mimosa. No.
Yeah.
Oh, Mini Mimosa show?
Yeah, Mini Mimosa, Bare Naked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check out Fringe Festival. Check out the Bare Naked. Is it called Bare Naked Comedy?
What's the site?
That's what it's called when you do it at the Pinch.
I think it's Bare Naked Comedy at the Fringe. Because it's a bunch, like Courtney. It's a bunch of friends of the show going to be involved, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get to see some titties.
Bare Naked Comedy in Fringe.
Some Jill Scott's.
Yeah. Should be interesting. But, that's
Queen Latifah. Titties.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Those are some long titties.
Long titty hair.
Can I finish my promo?
Whoever that stripper
July
is.
July 24th. That's when I'll be
July
out
24th.
There.
That's the Fringe Festival.
That's the Fringe Festival.
That's going to be very good. That's going to be very good.
There's going to be burlesque and comedy on the same show, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Dancer, comedian, dancer, comedian.
Having said all that, come back on Thursday. We'll be here for you guys.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed us today. We enjoyed bringing it to you. Come on back on Thursday. We'll be here for y'all. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
And I'm Haywood Turnip Seed Jr.
We have three guys on plus one, which makes us four. And we are out. How are we out, fellas? Long dick style.
I'm the one man on me, ain't showing. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop science like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. Energy building, taking all types of medicines. Your ass thought you were better than a sun. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass as oxygen. Rhyme good as a tasty cake mix. This style I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? This type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol in your face like the can of mace, baby. This is burning with fucking hell you're learning.